சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். ஸ்லோகா 34, 10th சாப்டர். மிருத்யு சர்வஹரஷ்சாஹம் உத்பவஶ்ச பவிஷ்யதாம் கீர்த்தி ஶ்ரீர்வாக்ச நாரீணாம் ஸ்மிருதிர் மேதா த்ருதிஃ க்ஷமாம். லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா continuing his vibhutis to Arjuna. There are number of vibhutis mentioned by the Lord. Nearly 71 vibhutis are given in this 10th chapter. 71 vibhutis. Among those vibhutis he enumerated these devatas, wives of Dharma. Devata, seven wives are called Kirtihi, Shri, Vak, Smritihi, Medha, Dhritihi, Kshama. Among all these goddesses, Narinam, among women devatas, they are called Kirtihi. Kirti means name and fame. Kirtihi. Hey Arjuna, I am in the form of fame in everyone. Even a Purusha has got fame. That fame, Kirti, is Kirti Devata, the goddess of fame, is Bhagavan. The goddess of fame is Bhagavan. Kirtihi. Shrihi. Shri Devata. Devata of prosperity. Life is nothing without prosperity. You have to prosper knowledge-wise. Especially knowledge-wise you have to prosper. Wealth-wise generally people prosper. But that prosperity is not true prosperity. The true prosperity is knowledge. That prosperity I am. Shrihi Devata. The abundance of virtue on earth. What virtue here? Shamadamadi Shatka Sampatti. That is the virtue. Prosperity means what? Right conduct. Right character. Right thinking. A person is a personification of virtues. He is called Shrihi. When we address people also in the address place, Shri we write. Whether he is having abundantly that wealth, virtues or not, the intention is one day this person will become real Shrihi. Shri, Shri, Shri. One in the mood they write. All names we write like that. Shri we write. What is the intention of Shri? May you prosper in your life. So we are wishing others to prosper in their life. The mottaya eludakoodad light name eludumbodhu chumma apdiye podakoodad. English they write Mr. Mr. means what is the meaning? I do not know. You may be knowing, I don't know. Mr. MR, what is the meaning? We don't know. I don't know. Mrs. 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 Shri is that what we write. Mr. is not our culture. Mrs. is not our culture. Saubhagyavati, Shrimati we write for ladies. For gents, Shri we write. Saubhagyavati, Shrimati, there is a lot of meaning in that. Mrs. what meaning is there? Married and artham. Mr. and a married person. So, see the culture, I'm not criticizing. We have to appreciate the culture behind in every transaction. In our culture, every word, every transaction, you have to see the weight, you have to see the depth, the thinking of our ancestors. So the culture itself takes you to that higher spiritual destination. Spiritually, you cannot become all of a sudden within 2 days or 3 days spiritual. One spiritual master comes just like that by flight and conduct a short crash course for 2 days. And you learn something, you transcend within 2 days. This is not our culture. And teacher comes from Himalayas, that too. If they come from Himalayas, people go and crowd. Within 2 days, even 1 day, they want to learn all spiritual practices. This is not our aim at all. You can never become a spiritual person within 1 day or 2 days. Even you become also, it is a revolution. It is not evolution. It is a revolution. It creates some disturbance in your personality. Even suddenly you start learning 2 days, 3 days crash course. And people go like that only and learn something and come back and practice. It's not good for them. There are many programs in TV, they advertise, and websites, there are lot of available, they go and learn. From childhood, you have to inculcate, imbibe the depth of this culture. Just for example, I gave Srimati Saubhagyavati. What a beautiful name you write before that. Similarly, unmarried, and Kumari. Madam, we don't say. What is meaning of madam, tell me? Why we have to use unknown words when they don't make any sense? I need not use such words. I can use amma. Why madam? When I talk, it should make some sense. Shri, why I'm talking all this? That Shri word, Bhagavan says, I am the prosperity, I am. When the person is abundant in virtues, wealth, and enjoyment, physical and mental, health, prosperity is there, that I am, Bhagavan says. Then walk, Devata, I am. I am the personification of knowledge. Right at articulation, expression of speech. How much to talk, where to talk, when to talk, what not to talk. If you follow this, it is a great lifelong process. 99.9999% of people do not know how to talk, when to talk, how much to talk, where to talk, what not to talk. You require tremendous discipline for this. With whom we are talking, what we have to talk. One discipline, if you follow, all other disciplines will come along with you. Take up one discipline perfectly. All other disciplines will come automatically. They follow. Sri Vak, here Saraswati Devi represents the speech in artham. Next, up to here we saw in the last class, Saraswati Vak represents, Saraswati represents the all verbal expression that Samskrita Vyakaranam represents, I said. It represents Samskrita Vyakaranam because your speech comes through language. One language or other you have to speak. Among all languages, Sanskrit language is that language. The language name itself Samskritam. That which refines you. Samskriti. Samskaranam karoti iti Samskritam. it refines your personality. It refines your personality. Why it refines your personality? Once you learn Sanskritam, in that Sanskrita language, you learn lot of our scriptural sahityam. Megha Sandesham, Shakuntalam, Raghuvamsham, Nalacharitram, they're all in Sanskrit. And so many other shlokas are all in Sanskrit. As you are studying the literature in Sanskrit, you are learning lot of morality, ethics. They are all there in that. If you study Raghuvamsham, one life is one text is sufficient to refine. Recently, I have gone through that Raghuvamsham. About Raghu Maharaja, he writes one text Raghuvamsham, there are commentaries. On those commentaries, there are sub-commentaries. About the character of Raghu Maharaja, if you study, that is enough to change your life. That much Kalidasa brings in his character, Raghu Maharaja. If you get that book, you try to read that book. Everyone has to read that book. The highest thinking, the amazing thinking, Raghu Maharaja. The character is so high. I myself was astonished when I was looking at the character of Raghu Maharaja. His way of thinking, amazing. He is not an ordinary human being, like he looks like a divine person. That much refined thinking. If we read that about that characters, our character naturally become refined. That is why walk wise, especially Sanskritam, samskaroti, it refines you. Not learning Ramaha Ramu Ramaha, not Shabdam, grammar, samasa, I am telling. By just learning grammar, you can never refine. Grammar is required, but in learning grammar is not learning Sanskritam. Learning grammar is not learning Sanskritam. Speaking in Sanskrit is not learning Sanskritam. They are all only a part of learning language. But you have to read those texts originally which are in Sanskrit. If you look into that, each character, Nala character is amazing character. Shakuntala character is amazing character. But unfortunately, because of English education, we are all kept away from these valuable characters. That's why our thinking will become so shallow. Why shallow thinking is coming? If you want to develop your character and your thinking, your perception to a high esteem, you have to read about high characters. Those who are having such a high pedestal in the society, their characters, if you read, automatically your character, your thinking, your life will go into such a prosperous manner, wonderful manner. Therefore, a good book is your good friend. Good book is a good friend, not Kumudam and Tughlaq. Okay, they cannot, they will make us Tughlaq, not any wonderful character. They're all time pass, diverting our personality, diverting our energies. I don't say you should not, but once you are carried away by those stories, imaginations, speculations, we should not. Therefore, we have to imbibe, inculcate each value. Walk, that is called walk, means. Then you read about those characters, your walk is entirely refined walk. At least 50%, 80%, if not 100%, at least 50%, 80%. Your walk is very, very accurate. Your speech is accurate. And everyone looks, at you, how you talk. They wait, and your words, they are coming from your mouth. They are very useful, beneficial to others, the way you talk. That means what? You are doing scrutiny before you are talking. Lot of sort out, like post office, they sort out. you sort out inside. It happens in fraction of seconds. That becomes a habit to you. Once it becomes a habit, you can never talk unnecessarily, useless words, negative words won't come. That is why they call it as vak tapas. It is a type of austerity. Speech is a type of austerity. Each word, when you are leaving out, it goes and creates vibration in the atmosphere, in the minds of people. Even though they are not listening, your thought vibrations will go. That is they call the telepathy. You can send positive vibrations in the cosmos. Therefore, your speech must be very, very pure and very, very pleasant. Vak. Satyam bruyat, priyam bruyat, priyam chananratam bruyat. So many things they talk about our speech. Vak. Don't talk too loudly. Don't talk too low voice. How much volume you have to keep also you should know. These are all nuances of your speech. Volume, maintain. Words to be maintained. What words you have to use, how much volume you have to use, and when to use also. இது பற்றி பேசிகிட்டே இருக்கலாம். ஒரு வாக்கு பற்றி அந்த அளவுக்கு அவர் பீப்புள் ஹாவ் டன் லாட் ஆஃப் ரீசர்ச். ஓகே, அப் டு ஹியர் வி சா இன் த லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். நெக்ஸ்ட் வேர்ட் ஸ்மிருதிஹி. ஸ்மிருதிஹி மீன்ஸ் மெமரி. ஸ்மிருதி தேவதா, அ பர்சன் ஆஃப் ரிமம்பரன்ஸ். ரிமம்பரிங் வாட் ஆர் ஆல் பர்சீவ்டு லாங் எகோ. வாட் யூ ரிமம்பர், வாட் யூ ஹவ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ்டு ஒன்லி யூ ரிமம்பர். யூ ஹாவ் டு ரிமம்பர் ஓல்டு திங்ஸ் ஆல்சோ. இட் ஷுட் கம் வென்எவர் யூ வாண்ட். இட் ஹேஸ் டு பி அவைலபிள். தட் இஸ் கால்ட் ஸ்மிருதி. மெமரி, ஸ்ட்ராங் மெமரி. To develop strong memory, there are lot of techniques how to develop memory. I cannot take that now, it takes lot of time. How to develop memory, there are memory games for children. How to develop memory, puzzles, like so many things. There is a center in the brain, memory center. You have to keep it, keep on activating that, otherwise it will slip off. People try to remember, they scratch their head. It won't come. So unless you are a tapasvi, you can't have remembrance. The remembrance is possible only by tapas, a disciplined life. If a person is disciplined, that's why puja, anushthanam, japa, all these are meant to keep your memory intact. One person always forgets, you know. I mean, generally, easily we say, marandita, I have forgotten. Very easily we say, we never think saying that is wrong, actually. It is not right telling always, I have forgotten. It is not a right way of communication. We have to remember. What we have to do if I forget, next time, this should not happen. Like that, we have to note. I am forgetting so many things. Why I am forgetting? Why? What is the reason? I have to note down the points. When I want to do certain things, note it. You have to put on the paper. Then, these are the things I have written. I recollect and remember. By age-wise, you forget, that is different. Even small children are also forgetting. Small, small things. Forgetfulness comes because of over-activity, over-preoccupation in the mind. These are all happens. Lack of registration. If you don't register properly, remembrance also comes down. Forgetfulness comes easily. At the age of 70, 75, forgetfulness starts. It is good, it's a blessing. You have to forget. Not at the age of 30, 25. At the age of 25, 30, if you forget, at the age of 50, how you will be? Danger. So forgetfulness is not good for any human being. One person used to say, I forget doctor every time forgetfulness is coming. You know? So, doctor has given the medicine. No? Take these medicines. There are no medicines for memory. Okay, don't take any medicines. Just a joke I am telling. He has written his prescription and that person took. And next time he came again, the patient asked doctor again, please write and give. Why? You know? I have forgotten where I kept the prescription. I have forgotten where I kept the prescription. And wife said something to husband. Our Ella forgetful for husband. And she said, you just make it a knot. In the mother, knot put. So that you will remember when you go to shop to buy something. So this is for this, this is for this. And after going to that shop, he has forgotten why he has put this knot. Why I have put this knot? Marandita. And the mother, kada aga koda adinamalad. That's why you talk minimum, you moderate, legitimate life. Moderate life irindhaale memory correct irukum. Moderate life illa ipo, ella overdoing. So, balancely you have to take care of each every field. It's beautiful, life is beautiful if you have a daily routine. Everything chalk out the program. You know? Just like school children, 7 days timetable putva, Monday period wise putva. Like that Tuesday, timetable is there. Like that every one of us can have timetable every day. Monday, these are the duties to be done. This much time puja, this much time japa, this much time parayanam, this much time entertainment, this much time exercise, like that. Outside work, something or other, chalk out. It's a wonderful practice this is. For children also, especially when they're studying in the college and school, they have to prepare what? Lesson. These are the lessons to be finished within this time. These are the lessons to be finished within this time. They have to write and they have to look at it. Have I finished? Have I finished this? Even elders, I have to finish this work within this time. I have to finish. If I have not finished, why I have not finished? What is the reason? So that you can avoid stress, tension, unnecessary tension. So you can have a relaxed life. So happily you can live if you have a planned life. Year plan, okay, year plan. Varshaparappu varadhi, year plan podungo. Year plan. So, smritihi, medha. Medha means power of retention. Power of retention. When you retain ideas, when you register only, you retain. Once you retain only, you can reproduce. 3 R's. R triad you can take. R triad na registering capacity, retention capacity, reproducing capacity. As you register, that much you can retain. As much you retain, that much you can reproduce. So to register itself, you have to develop a listening capacity first. With attention, with concentration. With more concentration and attention, if your listening capacity is increasing, automatically registering capacity increases. The more registering capacity means the more retention capacity. You retain it. The more you retain it, the more you can reproduce. So what is the basic thing? Listen more. How to listen and have a quality mind? Quality, calm, relaxed mind. Presence of mind. Presence of mind. Not tung munji. Okay. People generally overeating, overexertion. Because of overexertion, overworking, you know, some workaholic people, you know, either housewives and veetla vela panni 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 avade thungiduva. Office goers doing too much of work. Morning till evening, workaholic, and they are tired. Nothing, mind is not available for any other thing. So not like that, no? Moderate. And you can have a quality mind. Then listening, registering, retention, reproduce. Then you bring the best from anything, whatever you do. How to develop listening and develop interest? How to develop interest? Love what you have to do, what you are doing. It is a big subject. It is a big subject. You have to dwell upon that. Develop interest in whatever you are doing, you have to do. Don't say, I don't like this. If you don't like that, don't do that. If you are doing means, like it. If you like it only, you can have a focusing mind. If you focus only, you can register. If you register only, you can retain. If you retain only, you can reproduce. All interconnected. Medha. Medha devi jushamanana. That suktam irka. Medha suktam. To develop suktam. Without following all these rules and regulations, develop daily medha suktam. Padichinne irunda medha swaraju. First medha, that spelling itself, pronunciation ne varadu. Medha suktam, every day if you chant, memory comes. Okay. Dhrithi, next one. Medha, here, power of retention, you can take both knowledge, means receiving knowledge and reproducing knowledge. Dhrithi means dharana shakti. Medha is grahana shakti. Dhriti is dharana shakti. And the dhru dhatulundita varadhi dhriti. Fortitude. Willpower. Dhriti means willpower. One has to develop willpower. Strong willpower is very, very important for success in your life. In spite of tiredness. And in spite of tiredness means when you are tired, naturally we lose our willpower. No, we should not lose our heart. We should not feel, even in spite of physical tiredness, intellectually I need not feel tired. After listening 20 minutes, we feel tired. Listening ke tired. After listening, reading some time, no, we feel some tiredness. Ennu onnume puriyadhu namakke. So that should not come. Ever agile, ever alert intellectually. Physical body may feel tired, but that willpower should not. That's why our people say some stories like Bhishma, Bhagiratha, these stories and all, they are exemplaries for willpower. Bhagiratha faced so much of, pain when he was trying to bring Ganga to the earth. So many obstacles. All obstacles comes to test your willpower. So never leave it, your willpower. That is called dhritihi. Keeping the body and sense organs without any disturbance. If you keep that, you can have that willpower. There is a nice shloka in our Shastra. Failure bound to come at any level for everyone. But we should not stop our efforts. We have to put effort. They compare clay ball and rubber ball. Just rubber ball, if you hit, it comes up. Clay ball, if you hit onto the floor, it cannot come up. So, high-thinking people, mature people, their mind, intellect is like a rubber ball. Dull people, their mind is like a clay ball. They will never take up, first of all. Even they take up also, they stop in the middle. Ellathukkume mudiyadu, mudiyadu, not possible, they say. Just try and sollalam illayo, I will try my best. I'll try my best. I want to do it. I want to fulfill it. That type of adventurous mentality is required. If your adventurous mentality is not there, you cannot learn anything. You cannot go ahead in your life. Namakidikle, vendame, kashtapadano, vendana. Abdi idutinde pona, you can never prosper in your life. So what are all your resources? According to that resources, you have to take up something, you have to do, and try to do in with your own resources, how much you can do. So all of whatever you receive, some good points, note down, chalk out, just to share with others, so that you are developing that habit inside you. That's why tat chintanam tat kathanam. You have to share with others, some children, some elders, somebody, so that you are reliving in that ideas. I am selfish, why I am talking to you and I am dwelling upon those ideas? I am in advantageous position when I talk with you. You also share with your family members. வீட்டுக்கு போன உடனே புக்கு மூடி எல்லாம் மூடிட்டு ஏதோ ஒரு டிவி சீரியல் பார்த்துன்னு உட்காருது. இட்ஸ் நாட் எ பிக் திங் நோ, பட் வி ஷுட் ரீலிவ் வாட் சுவாமினி செட் டுடே. வாட் ஆர் ஆல் த பாயிண்ட்ஸ் யூஸ்ஃபுல் டு மை லைஃப் அண்ட் டு மை ஃபேமிலி மெம்பர்ஸ்? ஹவு கேன் வி மேக் யூஸ் ஆஃப் தோஸ் ஐடியாஸ்? அப்படி திங்க் பண்ணணும். அந்த மாதிரி ஒரு மாற்றம் வரணும் லைஃப்பில். ஏதோ காலக்ஷேபத்துக்காக படிச்சுட்டே இருந்தானே, லைஃப் வந்து ஒரு ட்ரையாக இருக்கும், போர்டமாக இருக்கும், பேர்டன் சம் லைஃப். அண்ட் வீல் பிகம் பேர்டன் டு அவர் செல்ஃப், வீல் பிகம் பேர்டன் டு அதர்ஸ் ஆல்சோ. பீஷ்ம பிரதிஜா அண்ட் பகீரத பிரயத்னம் தேசே த ஸ்டோரிஸ் ஐ ரெட் ஹண்ட்ரட்ஸ் ஆஃப் டைம்ஸ் பகீரத ஸ்டோரி. ஈவன் டில் டுடே இஃப் ஐ ரீட், ஐ ஃபீல் ஸோ ஹாப்பி டு ரீட் அகெயின், ஈவன் தோ ஐ நோ ஸ்டோரி ஹண்ட்ரட்ஸ் ஆஃப் டைம்ஸ், பட் யூ சீ இன் எ டிஃப்ரெண்ட் ஆங்கிள். வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட். That sloka runs like this, beautiful sloka. Yatha kanduka patena utpatati aryaha patannapi. Kanduka means ball. Yatha kanduka patena, just as the ball falls down, utpatati aryaha patannapi. Aryaha means a noble person. Noble person means what? A mature, refined person. Aryaha patannapi. Even though some failure comes in my life, patannapi utpatati, he comes up again. We are going down to the waters. Going down to the waters to go down or coming up? You dip in the water to take bath. Dipping in the water to come up or dip? If you dip only, you get refined purity. You can get washed off all impurities. No, I don't want to dip. You can't wash yourself. You have to dip. Dipping, I don't want to come up. Purpose of dipping is to purify yourself and come up. Life is like that. One incident, one situation, one event is like dipping inside. And dipping, some problems come, so dip, up. But come up again. Oh, I have seen what are all failures, how they have come, what are all mistakes I have done first of all. Nalla theriyum namakku enna thappu pannirukkom namo, appo mele varanu thirupe innoru vaati dip pannalame ready a irkanum illaya adha maadhiri. Like life is, every experience is a dip and every experience you have to come up. Aryaha patannapi utpatati yatha kanduka patena. Whereas some other people, what they do na? Tatha tu anaryaha patati mrutpinda patanam yatha. Tatha tu anaryaha. Anaryaha means what? A person who is not mature, unrefined person, uncultured person. Anaryaha patati, falls and fail in his life. Patati. How? Mrutpinda patanam yatha. Mrutpinda means a clay ball. Mrutpinda means a clay ball. Mrutpinda patanam yatha. Tatha patati anaryaha. Immature person falls like that. But a mature person, how many difficulties comes? No? Especially studying Vedanta. Padi padikkum bodhu nariya difficulties varum. Therefore people stop. Many people. How many people, students I have seen in my 18 years of experience, they start konja naal padipa adukapra they stop edho or kaaranam idha patan kanduka paathana mrutpinda patanam, they never turn back. Shastra But some people, in spite of certain difficulties, as though they are away from Shastra, again they come and they pick up the thread. Kanduka patena. Not like Mrutpinda patana. Okay? Kandukamana, rubber ball. That is called dhriti. Then, shama, forgiveness. Shama means forgiveness. Patience. Dhritiki innanu koda sollalam. Patience rendukku senthe. When the going gets tough, the tough person will gets going. When the going gets tough, some certain situations are very tough. When the going gets tough, the tough person gets going. Nammo andar tough situation kuda tough a irkanum. Tough situations comes. If I am so soft, I cannot withstand. You have to be tough enough than that is a tough situation. After that, you can withstand. When you stand near the beach, ala varumbodhu when eppadi nikkanum, stubborn kaalu and the strong ulle vechi nikkanum illana enna aagum oru alage keela vilundiruvom. When that Allah comes, you just steadily stand. That is the toughness. Toughness to face the situations. Strong, bold. Don't pessimistically, negatively talking. Ida, idu nadakkuma. Idu kashtam da. Nee panna mudiyadu. Nee sollano. Nee eppovum panna mudiyadu. And telling others also. Husband always disappoints the wife. Or wife disappointing the husband. Wife always caring husband. நீங்கள் போகாதுங்கோ, நீங்கள் பண்ணாதுங்கோ. இந்த அம்மா அப்படி சொல்லிகிட்டே இருப்பாள். அவர் என்ன சொல்லுவாருன்னா, நீ பண்ணாதே, நீ இருக்க கஷ்டம், நீ பண்ண முடியாது. ரெண்டு பேருக்கு இப்படி சொல்லி சொல்லி நன் ஆஃப் தேம் க்ரோ. என்ன இது, டூ மச் கேர். இந்த நேம் ஆஃப் கேர், வாட் வி ஆர் டூயிங். அவங்களுக்குள்ள இருக்கிற திறமை எல்லாம் அப்படியே குட்டிச்சவர் ஆக்கி வச்சிடும். தே கேன் நெவர் ஷைன். Because of too much care, husband never allow wife to shine or mature in her life. Same way, wife also, because of too much love and care on her husband, she never allow him to take up any adventurous things. Because of possessiveness or care or love, whatever it may be. இந்த ரெண்டு பேரும் கல்யாணத்துக்கு ஆனதுக்கு அப்புறம் அதுக்கு தான் குரோத் அங்கே இருக்கும். அப்படி இருக்கக்கூடாது. Both of them should grow and learn more and more. Helping each other, not bringing down our talents. They have to tap each other, not tapping at the back, just tapping their potential power. You have this power. Come on, continue, do this. She also should do the same thing to her husband also. உங்களுக்கு இருக்க நீங்கள் பண்ணலான்னு யாரும் பண்ண முடியும்னு சொல்லணும். அப்படி சொன்னால் அவருக்கு சந்தோஷமாக இருக்கும், ஆனந்தமாக இருக்கும். நீங்கள் சும்மா உட்காருங்கோ, உங்களுக்கு ஒன்றும் தெரியாது அப்படி சொன்னால் இந்த மாதிரி எல்லாம் இருக்கக்கூடாது. தட் இஸ் வை யூ ரிக்வயர் ட்ரமெண்டஸ் பேஷன்ஸ் வென் டஃப் சிச்சுவேஷன்ஸ் கம்ஸ். யூ மஸ்ட் வித் ஸ்டாண்ட் அண்ட் யூ ஷுட் நாட் பிகம் பர்டன் டு அதர்ஸ். வென் த டஃப் சிச்சுவேஷன் கம்ஸ், யூ மஸ்ட் ஹாவ் டாலரன்ஸ், பேஷன்ஸ் டு வித் ஸ்டாண்ட் டு தட். Either physical level or atmosphere, surroundings level. Otherwise, we become problematic to other people if we are not tough enough. You have to bear your own. You are responsible to yourself. Anyone takes help from us, okay. We should not take help too much from others. Adi paathukano. Let other people take help from you. How much I can give. I am happy. But I avoid taking help as much as possible. I take very minimum. இப்படி இருக்கணும் நம்ம என்னென்ன உல்டா. Take less help from others as much as possible. Give more help to others. To be like that, you must have kshama gunam. Lot of patience is required. And the people lack of lot of patience, they are not able to give more help to others. They take only. By taking help from others, really, we are only the losers. Our power, our strength will never come out. will never know our capacities. How much is there, parnu, in the Kirti Kshama, each. Again, we are going to see in 16th chapter, 13th chapter, 14th chapter, so many times it comes like this. So, be tough enough. We are Vajradapi Khatorani, Kusumani, Mruduni cha Kusumani. You must be tough towards yourself and very tender towards others. You must be tough towards yourself. When the situation comes, you stand, you bear the pain. That's called tough. You must be stubborn towards yourself like a stone. When you are helping others, when you are concerned about others, you must be very tender, like a pushpam. No? You must be very like a flower. And the soft, when you talk, when you interact, you must be like a soft flower. Namman ulta. We are very tender towards ourselves. Self-pity. Self-pity is called tenderness towards ourselves. And when other person goes, "Nee purthukano, you have to face. You have to." We are very tough towards others. Generally, it is easy to be tough towards others, to be tender towards ourselves, towards us, is very easy. But towards others, to be tender is tough. Tough towards oneself is tough. That's why great people, noble people are all tough towards themselves, very, very much loving and care and concern, empathy, sympathy towards others. Then you are a Mahatma. You are a Mahatma, great person. I don't want to become great. Suppose. You become a great person. Who want to become a great person? I don't want. You don't want, but the society wants. Society needs great people. You don't want to become a great person, but society needs, the Sanatana Dharma needs great people who are tough towards themselves and concerned, empathetic, and care towards society, tender towards society. That is why our country is the personified as Bharata Mata. One lady is standing, Bharata Mata, like Simha Vahini, Simham, and Trishulam in the hand, Trishulam. So the whole country is picturized like a Bharata Mata Devi. Earth is picturized as seen as Devi. Prithivi Devi, Bhu Devi. So devis are all those who are having tremendous willpower, tremendous knowledge, tremendous love, tremendous care, tremendous empathy, tremendous sympathy, tremendous chulinepalam, forgiveness. Then only a woman, she is called a woman. Not by just wearing pattu sari and putting all ornaments. A woman is a woman when she has tremendous love, compassion, forgiveness, care, empathy, knowledge. This is the real beauty. You need not wear any ornament. Even you wear normal cotton sari, 75 rupees sari, 100 rupees sari, but you look so beautiful. You look so beautiful, attractive, because of your personality. That woman is there, that house is like, you know, she is called Grihini. Kirti, Shrir, Vak, Dhriti, Medha, Kshama. Woman should be like that, not but everything crying, no. Patient, everything is crying, no. Moonja, apdiye change pandrathu. That is not the real womanhood. Tremendous willpower, tremendous. Ella ulla like and the Shivan madri, ella inga vechupa, Shivan, poison. உள்ளவும் விட மாட்டார், வெளியிலும் விட மாட்டார், இங்கே வச்சுட்டார். இந்த உமன் ஷுட் பி லைக் தட். தட் இஸ் வே ஷீ இஸ் ஏபிள் டு டேக் கேர் ஆஃப் ஃபேமிலி, ஹோல் ஃபேமிலி. ஹவுனா? பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தட் கெப்பாசிட்டி. லவ், ஜஸ்ட் ஒன் லவ் இட் செல்ஃப் டைஸ் த ஹோல் ஃபேமிலி. என்ன தியாகம், தியாகம், சாக்ரிஃபைசிங் நேச்சர். எனஃப். நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா. ಬೃಹತ್ ಸಾಮ ತಥಾ ಸಾಮ್ನಾಂ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಛಂದಸಾಮಹಂ ಮಾಸಾನಾಂ ಮಾರ್ಗಶೀರ್ಷೋಹಂ ಋತೂನಾಂ ಕುಸುಮಾಕರಃ ತಥಾ ಮೋರ್ ಓವರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಓವರ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಮೋರ್ ಓವರ್ ಫರ್ದರ್ ಮೈ ವಿಭೂತೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೈಸ್ ಸಾಮ್ನಾಂ ಎಮಾಂಗ್ ಸಾಮವೇದ ಎಮಾಂಗ್ ವೇದಾಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಸಾಮವೇದ ಹಿ ಸೆಡ್ ವೇದಾನಾಂ ಸಾಮವೇದೋಸ್ಮಿ ಹಿ ಸೆಡ್ ಎಮಾಂಗ್ ಫೋರ್ ವೇದಾಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ದ ಸಾಮವೇದ ನೌ ಯಮಾಂಗ್ ಸಾಮ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ದ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಬೃಹತ್ ಸಾಮ ದ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಸಾಮನ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಎಮಾಂಗ್ ಸಾಮ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಒನ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಬೃಹತ್ ಸಾಮ ದಟ್ ಬೃಹತ್ ಸಾಮ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಬೃಹತ್ ಸಾಮ ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಕಾರಾಂತಃ ನಪುಂಸಕಲಿಂಗಃ ಸಾಮನ್ ಶಬ್ದಃ ಸಾಮ ಸಾಮನಿ ಸಾಮಾನಿ ದಟ್ ಸಾಮ ಮಂತ್ರ ಓಂಕಾರ ಸಾಮ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಸಾಮಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಓಂಕಾರ ಸಾಮ ಈಸ್ ಒನ್ ಸಾಮ ಸೇತು ಸಾಮ ಬೃಹತ್ ಸಾಮ ರಥಂತರ ಸಾಮ ಸೊ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಎಮಾಂಗ್ ದೀಸ್ ಬೃಹತ್ ಸಾಮ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಇನ್ ಮ್ಯೂಸಿಕಲ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸಾಮ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸಿಂಗ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸಾಮ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಯಮಾಂಗ್ ಸಾಮ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಬೃಹತ್ ಸಾಮ ಐ ಆಮ್ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಛಂದಸಾಂ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಅಹಂ ಛಂದಸಾಂ ಎಮಾಂಗ್ ಛಂದಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ದ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಪೊಯೆಟಿಕಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸಿಂಗಿಂಗ್ ನೌ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಪ್ರಾಸಡಿ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಒನ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಮೆಟ್ರಿಕಲ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಇನ್ ಮೆಟ್ರಿಕಲ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ದ ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಸ್ಟಿಪ್ಯುಲೇಟೆಡ್ ಲೈನ್ಸ್ ಸ್ಟಿಪ್ಯುಲೇಟೆಡ್ ಲೆಟರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಈಚ್ ಲೈನ್ ಫೋರ್ ಲೈನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಆರ್ ತ್ರೀ ಲೈನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಆರ್ ಈಚ್ ಲೈನ್ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದೀಸ್ ಮೆನಿ ಲೆಟರ್ಸ್ ಫಿಕ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದಟ್ ದಟ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕೆಪ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಸಮ್ ಅನುಷ್ಠುಪ್ ಛಂದಸ್ ಒನ್ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಛಂದಸ್ ಅನುಷ್ಠುಪ್ ತ್ರಿಷ್ಠುಪ್ ಛಂದಸ್ ತ್ರಿಷ್ಠುಪ್ ಮಹತಿ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಒನ್ ಪಂಕ್ತಿ ಅನದರ್ ಛಂದಸ್ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಅನದರ್ ಛಂದಸ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಛಂದಸ್ ಅನುಷ್ಠುಪ್ ಛಂದಸ್ ತ್ರಿಷ್ಠುಪ್ ಛಂದಸ್ ಮಹತಿ ಛಂದಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಛಂದಸ್ ಸಾರಿ ಪಂಕ್ತಿ ಛಂದಸ್ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಛಂದಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಛಂದಸಾಂ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಎಮಾಂಗ್ ದ ವೇದಿಕ್ ಮೀಟರ್ಸ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಮೀಟರ್ಸ್ ಛಂದಸ್ಸನ್ನು ಮೀಟರ್ ದಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾಲ್ಕುಲೇಟೆಡ್ ಲೆಟರ್ಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾಲ್ಕುಲೇಟೆಡ್ ಲೈನ್ಸ್ ಫಿಕ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಲೈನ್ಸ್ ಎಮಾಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ದ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ರಿಚಾಂ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಋಕ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಋಕ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ರಿಚಾಂ ಎಮಾಂಗ್ ಋಗ್ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಋಕ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ದಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಮಂತ್ರ ಹೂ ಚೀಸ್ ಇನ್ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಮೀಟರ್ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಮಂತ್ರ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಸಾವಿತ್ರಿ ಮಂತ್ರ ಸಾವಿತ್ರಿ ಮಂತ್ರ ಹೂ ಚೀಸ್ ಇನ್ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಮೀಟರ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ದಿಟ್ ಸಾವಿತ್ರಿ ವರ್ಡ್ ಲೆಟ್ ನೇಮ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಋಗ್ವೇದ ಸಾವಿತ್ರಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಹೂ ಎಸ್ ಎ ಫಿಮಿನೈನ್ ಸ್ತ್ರೀಲಿಂಗಂ ಸಾವಿತ್ರಿ ಸವಿತಾ ದೇವತಾ ಅರ್ಕಾರಾಂತಃ ಸ್ತ್ರೀಲಿಂಗ ಸವಿತೃ ಸವಿತಾ ಸವಿತಾರೌ ಸವಿತಾರಃ ಸೂರ್ಯದೇವತಾ ದ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ನರಿಷಸ್ ದಿ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಸವಿತಾ ದೇವತಾ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸಾವಿತ್ರಿ ದಟ್ ಸಾವಿತ್ರಿ ಮಂತ್ರ ಹೂಚ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಮೀಟರ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಮಂತ್ರ ತತ್ಸವಿತೃವರೆಣ್ಯಂ ಭರ್ಗೋ ದೇವಸ್ಯ ಧೀಮಹಿ ಧಿಯೋ ಯೋನಃ ಪ್ರಚೋದಯಾತ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಚಾರಿ ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಮಂತ್ರ ಯಜ್ಞೋಪವೀತಂ ಮನ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ಪುಟ್ ಧಾರಣ ಯಜ್ಞೋಪವೀತಂ ಈ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಎವ್ರಿ ಡೇ ಸಮಿಧಾಧಾನಂ when he is doing samidhadhanam, it improves his virtues. Medhavi bhuyasam brahma varchasi bhuyasam. Let me become medhavi, let me become brahma varchas, a person of full of memory, full of knowledge, full of aishwaryam, full of prosperity. Otherwise what will happen? He will look at the cyberlinks theriyuma, computer lo cyber link nu or link adhi paathinde irpa, they spoil their life. Lot of unwanted things are coming in the computers, internet and all. So much technology, same technology spoils the people, especially youngsters, teenagers. That is why at the age of 8 or 9 or 10, they do upadesham, brahmopadesham, gayatri upadesham, so that life becomes so disciplined. And every day he has to do gayatri japa, pratak gayatri, madhyana gayatri, sayang gayatri, he has to do. So that the Gayatri mother protects the child with knowledge, nourishes. How that Gayatri mantra is Savitri. Savitri means Surya Devata. Surya Devata is one who nourishes. In this Gayatri, there are three lines. Tatsa Vitravarenyam, one line. Bhargo Devasya Dimahi, second line. Dhyo Yonah Prachodayat, third line. These three lines, each line has got eight letters. Ashtakshari Gayatri, Ashtaksharams, 8 letters, totally 24 letters. So 8 into 3, 24 letters. But in one Gayatri, there are 23 letters. It is called Nichrit Gayatri. Tatsa Vitirva Reniyam, if you chant 24. Reniyam, if you chant, it is 23 letters. Tatsa Vitirva Reniyam. And the Reni separately, if you chant, it comes 8 letters. Renyam, Tatsaviturva Renyam, 7 letters. It is Nichrut Gayatri. So, there are 2 types of Gayatri. 8 letters and normal Gayatri, not Nichrut Gayatri. So, that Gayatri has got 24 letters. And the 24 letters are nothing but 24,000 slokas of Ramayana. 24 letters of the slokas of Ramayana is nothing but Gayatri, they say. The 24,000 slokas of Ramayana is, again, it is elaborated in other grandhas also. It is connected to mantras, it is connected to so many other things. So number is very, very important. So Gayatri mantra, this much is enough. If you want, listen more on Gayatri lecture, it is available. I gave one talk also on Gayatri mantra in one of my camp. So those who have taken Gayatri japa, continue Gayatri japa. Never leave the Gayatri japa. A person who chant Gayatri japa every day, you can see the tejas in their face. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya have got the Gayatri japa. If they chant, the Brahma Varchas comes because of the sun, the brightness, brilliance, Medha Shakti comes. We are not supposed to stop that Gayatri Japa. Okay. What about ladies? Ladies also having another Gayatri, Smartha Gayatri is there. They can chant Smartha Gayatri. If you want, you can learn. I will teach that Smartha Gayatri. Same benefit Smartha Gayatri also gives. This is Vaidika mantra with swarams. To chant with swarams, it is not good for ladies all the time because of biological structure of their body. Especially for household women, especially they say Vaidika mantras are not supposed to be chanted. They will affect that uterus. When you chant some Vaidika mantras with swaras, it will affect the uterus. Certain hormones in the body, because biologically woman's body is differently sets. That is why not recommended. Not that women are low, they should not chant. Only because of biological structure of the body. She has got different cycles in her, no? And monthly cycles and all, lot of hormonal changes. So Veda mantras are having lot of potentiality. And when you chant one letter, it has to come from the nabhi. How powerful it is, na? The whole body vibrates. Your rudram or any mantras, that is why even women chant also, it won't come properly. Once you are in a household life, we are not supposed to chant. But nowadays, everybody is chanting. Na matra yen chant panna koodadu. Appade nella panna koodadu. Panna vendi nariya irukke. நிறைய சாண்டிங் எல்லாம் பண்ணலாம். நமக்கு எதாவது வேண்டான்னு சொன்னால் அதுதான் பண்ணணும்னு ஆசை. கண்டிப்பாக அதுதான் பண்ணணும். ஏன் நான் ஏன் கம்மியாக என்னன்னா, கம்மியானு யார் சொன்னேன்? 9 months யூ கேரி எ பேபி, ஹவு மச் எனர்ஜி யூ ஆர் கிவிங் டு தட் பேபி, ஹவு ஸ்ட்ராங் யுவர் பாடி ஃபிசிக்கல்லி. இவன் இஃப் யூ வோன்ட் சாண்ட் மந்த்ராஸ் ப்ராப்பர்லி வித் ப்ராப்பர் ப்ரொனன்சியேஷன், ப்ராப்பர் ஸ்ட்ரெஸ், அனுதாத்தா உதாத்தா ஸ்வர, இஃப் இட் வோன்ட் கம் ப்ராப்பர்லி, மீனிங் வில் சேஞ்ச். ஒன்ஸ் மீனிங் சேஞ்சஸ், டிஃப்ரெண்ட் பலம் கம்ஸ். வை தே கெப்ட் ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ்? டோட்டல் யுவர் பாடி வில் பி எஃபெக்டட் லேட்டர். தட் இஸ் வை வி நெவர் ரெக்கமெண்ட் ஃபார் உமன் டு சாண்ட் வேதிக் மந்த்ராஸ். நாட் தட் they are not qualified anilla. Our body kept for that. We have lot of other things to do. So many other things we have to do. Ninga permission illana husband onnume panna mudiyadhu. Ninga pinnadi darpa pulla vechirada and tholu mele vechada avar onnu panna mudiyum. Avar onnume panna mudiyadhu. He cannot get anything phalam. You have to put water in his hand with uddharane. Ninga podalana avar enna ritual panna mudiyadhu. Why can't you take that role? இல்லை இல்லை நான் மந்திரம் தான் படிக்கிறேன் என்ன இதெல்லாம். இட் இஸ் கால் அடமெண்ட்ஸ். நமக்கு அந்த ஒரு மாதிரி வரும் மனசுக்குள்ள. இட் இஸ் ஹேப்பனிங் லைக் தட். வெரி ஆல் அதர் வர்ணாஸ் ஷுட் நாட் சாண்ட் சொல்லதுக்கு காரணம் அதுதான். யூ ரெக்வயர் ட்ரமெண்டஸ் டிசிப்ளின். யூ ஆர் நாட் சப்போஸ் டு டீச் ஈட் ஆனியன். யூ ஆர் நாட் சப்போஸ் டு ஈட் எனி கார்லிக். யூ ஷுட் நாட் டச், அது வாசனை கூட வரக்கூடாது. நேற்று ஒரு ஆர்டிக்கல் பார்த்துடும். இந்த ஆர்டிக்கலில் கொசு பக்கத்தில் வரக்கூடாதுன்னா கார்லிக் சாப்பிடுங்கன்னு சொல்கிறான். கொசு கூட வராது அந்த ஆள் பக்கத்தில், கார்லிக் சாப்பிட்டேன். அவன் போய் வேத மந்திரம் படிக்க முடியுமா சொல்லுங்கோ. கொசுவே பக்கத்து வராதுன்னா இங்கே வேத மந்திரம் என்ன படிக்க முடியும்? நவ் வி கிவ் இம்பார்ட்டன்ஸ் டு லோக்கல் டாக்டர்ஸ். டாக்டர் சேட் கார்லிக் இஸ் குட் ஃபார் ஹார்ட். வேதா சேஸ் கார்லிக் இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு நான்வெஜ். ஹவு மெனி பிராமின்ஸ் ஆர் அவாய்டிங் டெல் மீ நவ்? When you are not ready to drop even onion, garlic, where you have kept, qualification to touch the Veda mantras? If people are chanting and doing and all, we can't do anything. Gayatri Parivar is coming every day. They put Gayatri in them without meter. What to do? Don't compare with all those things. We want to maintain the standard. The standard ness of the Vedic mantras, we have to maintain. If we won't maintain, who will maintain? Who will maintain? Its clarity, its pronunciation, its spashtata, its standardness should not come down. Namma da maintain pannanum. Namma adu keela kondu varakoodadhu. Oru oru mantram padikkumbodhu andha evlo kashtama paarunga. Namma eppadi thappu pronounce pandramanu namakke theriyum. Namakku theriyadhu, therinja panna maatom. That is why, especially Tamil pronunciation is very, very tough. If you won't learn Sanskrit from your by birth childhood, you are not eligible for Sanskrit mantras. If you have not learned Sanskrit from at the age of 3 or 4 or 5, you are not fit for Sanskrit mantras. Better to drop. We are doing not justice to our mantras, we are doing harm to our mantras. I have seen many people in Chennai chanting with wrong pronunciation, wrong swara, everything wrong. Very, very. Even Guru Stotram, they are not able to chant. What to talk of Vedic mantras? அதனால் நம்ம மந்திரத்துக்கு துரோகம் பண்ணக்கூடாது. படிக்கலன்னா பரவாயில்ல, நமக்கு அவ்வளோதான் அர்ஹத்தை இருக்க போகணும், விடுங்க, என்ன நஷ்டம்? படிக்கிறவங்களுக்கு யூ கேன் என்கரேஜ் தெம். தோஸ் ஹூ ஆர் ஸ்டடிங் ஃப்ரம் தேர் சைல்டுஹுட் வேத மந்த்ராஸ், யூ ஹெல்ப் தெம் ப்ராபகேட். நம்மவே சாண்ட் பண்ணணும்னு தேவையா என்ன? யாரோ ஒருத்தர் ப்ராபகேட் பண்ணால் போதும். எல்லா உடம்புக்கும் எல்லாருக்கும் சக்தி இருக்காது. அது அந்த ப்ரனன்சியேஷன் வந்து தாய் மொழின்னு சொல்லுவாள் பாருங்க. அட் த ஏஜ் ஆஃப் 50 ஏ பர்சன் கேன் ஸ்பீக் ப்ராப்பர் தமிழ். கேன் ஐ ஸ்பீக்? வாழப்படம் நான் ப்ரொனன்சியேஷன் பண்ண முடியாது. ஏன்னா ஐ ஹவ் நாட் லேர்ன் தமிழ் ஃப்ரம் மை சைல்ட்ஹுட். இட் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள் ஃபார் மீ டு ஸ்பீக் தமிழ் லைக் யூ. ஐ ஷுட் நாட் சே ஐ கேன் ஸ்பீக் தமிழ். இம்பாசிபிள். பிகாஸ் த தமிழ் மதர் டங் கம்ஸ் ஓன்லி பை பர்த் சைல்ட்ஹுட், 2 இயர்ஸ், 3 இயர்ஸ். சேம் வே சான்ஸ்கிரிட் ஆல்சோ, வேத மந்த்ராஸ் ஆல்சோ. தேர்ஃபோர் வி ஹாவ் டு டூ நமஸ்காரா ஃப்ரம் ஃபார். அம்மா நீ அங்கே இரு, நான் இங்கே இருப்பேன். Those who are chanting, help them. Financially or sometime, some way or other, you can help them. Let it survive, that language survive, that mantra survive in intact manner. Otherwise, tomorrow our children do not know what is the proper mantra, what is proper swara. They think that is right swara. Who knows what is the right swara? Who knows? So, therefore, we have to protect the mantras, their weight. We have to maintain the weight. We should not bring down. Some of you are learning mantras, you are chanting. I don't want to criticize anybody. But it is, as a teacher, it is my responsibility to inform why ladies should not chant mantras. Especially if you have not learned Sanskrit from your 3rd year onwards. From school age onwards, your pronunciation, if you have not learned, never enter into Sanskrit mantras. Never. We don't have that capacity. Alla tappu tappa varum. Andha tappu tappa anadhu pronounce pannaamal irukkiradhu nalladhu. Eppovume pannaamal irukkiradhu nalladhu. Yen solla varen idella nanu Brihat Sama Gayatri Chandasa appa. Gayatri mantra, how powerful it is. You need not chant, make your son who has taken poonal, avanukku panna vekkum vechita podum, avana sariya padicha podume, andha punya unakku vandadum illaya. Purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.